Nick Valensi, guitarist, celebrating his 45th birthday today. Happy birthday, Nick. And my background music, ironically, at the time was The Ventures with their song Last Night. Speaking of The Ventures, Bob Bogle, if he was still with us today, he passed a year or so back, would be celebrating birthday. I think it's 91, as today is the anniversary of his birth. So I've got The Ventures as my background music throughout the duration of this program. What is this program? It's a show called Viva La Mach. Comes to you Friday nights from 9 p.m. until 1 a.m. Now, if it's Friday, January 16th of 2026, you're like, yeah! It's a live show. It's almost a live show. I'm live right now in a studio recording it, but I am not live at WRCT. So it's a pre-recorded show just for you for tonight, because I didn't want you to go without some new Viva La Mach goodness. Speaking of goodness, WRCT is supported by Spack Brothers Pizza, located at 51.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. Company's here.
Our company, that is.
Hello.
This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings. At WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSHJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find links to our own player, plus those of TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and our unique listen by phone number, where you can hear SLB on the telephone at 631-359-8728. Today, we have two interesting Youth Express segments. Ivy Lamatina will be here at 10 o'clock. She is a senior at Pittsburgh Kappa. Ivy will share some original songs. And then Alumni Theater Company and the 10 o'clock hour as well, with a preview of Aquila and the Bee, opening February 13th at their theater in Homewood. And then Beach Boise, live music in our 11 o'clock hour, featuring Sam Berman, Graham Albright, Jason Gallagher, and Anthony Catanzarides. All that, plus puzzles, games, and good cheer. Thank you for meeting us here at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB.
You say your heart's been turned to stone. You say you wanna be left alone. You say love only made you weep and moan. Let me tell you something that you know in your bones. Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the power that won't be stopped. Love is the water that wears down the rock. You say your soul's like a dry riverbed. Stop waiting for the water long ago, you said. You better pray all night for the rain instead. Life comes like a tidal wave over your head. Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the power that won't be stopped. Love is the water that wears down the rock. You say waiting for love takes too long. Dulls a sharp mind, weakens a strong. Well, you may be right, but you may be wrong. 'Cause love can make a mountain come tumbling down. Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the power that won't be stopped. Love is the water that wears down the rock. The river washes over every woman and man. Feet in the gravel and mud in your hands. Nothing can stand against love's command. Every bone that turns into a grain of sand. Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the power that won't be stopped. Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the power that won't be stopped.
Love is the water that wears down the rock.
The Saturday Light Brigade with Love is the Power, a tune by Brother Sun. Thank you for meeting Ricky and me here. I hope you had a good week. Was good all and all. I'm not sure if I've mentioned this on the air, but since we're both up so early, we had a number of reports and other kinds of things all due on January 30th or February 6th, and I mean a lot. There were maybe four of them, and they were kind of just very intensive about what have we done, how have we done it, that kind of stuff. If I can digress from my digression, I remember listening to the radio as a kid, and I would listen to somebody like Art Palin on KDKA, and I would say, what a great job that must be. You come in at 10, you leave at 2, you play music, and you chat with people listening, and that's your day, 4 hours a day. And of course, you eventually realize, I don't know what it was like for him, but I imagine he was out on sales calls, and he was meeting other people, and doing a lot of preparation and things, and I would think, oh, what a great illusion to maintain, and I feel that way sometimes about SLB. There's a lot that happens in preparing each program and in some of the other things we need to do. I'm not complaining, but at all, but it's just funny. Anyway, that's what our week was mostly spent doing, and we are more or less at the end of that road, finally, in terms of, it's kind of like finishing finals week. We knew all of these reports were due, the last of which came yesterday. So, kind of a nice thing to have reached. I hope that makes sense. Kind of a nice thing to have you with us, too. Our pop quiz is coming up in a moment.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org for details.
Now it's time for this morning's pop quiz. And today's pop quiz notes that pair, P-E-A-R, is a fruit that starts with the letter P. Can you name five more? Seems simple, but actually the answers that have come in from our, including this puzzle in our newsletter that came out last Thursday, have been really interesting. Pear is a fruit that starts with the letter P. Can you name five more? A Saturday Light Brigade charge awaits you, and we hope you'll participate.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Kathy Kalick and her band next here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
I walk in a field of snow. Shape by the
The Saturday Light Brigade, that is Liza Meyer with Aragon Mill. I hope to feature another song written by Cy Conn later today. Kathy Kalick Band before Liza with Snowflakes. We're looking for fruits that begin with the letter P. And wow, have we had quite a few answers. Susie in Alexandria, good morning. Plantain, papaya, peach, passion fruit, plum, and pineapple. Here's Bruce and Ingram with peach, papaya, pomegranate, and pawpaw. Rick is in Mooresville, North Carolina, where I imagine temperatures are unseasonably low. He's got papaya, persimmon, plum, pineapple, and one of my favorites, plantain. Stu in McCandless has pomelo. That's one I had forgotten all about. It's the largest citrus fruit. Native to Southeast Asia. Wow, the pomelo tree is 16 to 50 feet, very tall. And that's one, Stu, that nobody else came forward with. Unless I missed it. Here's Barbara of Highland Park. And she notes that this is how a fancy catalog might list these fruit types for shrub, tree, or stock purchase. Pan-Asian persimmons, proliferating pineapples, perpetual pomegranates, pancake ready, pitayas, and pugnacious pawpaws. Thank you. I adore alliteration. Here's Tom and McCandless with pineapple, plum, pawpaw, persimmons, peaches, and prunes. And lots more coming in. Russ in King, North Carolina has pear, peach, plum, pineapple, papaya, passion fruit, pomegranate, persimmon, plantain, the prickly pear, which he says is huge in the South, and the pawpaw, also a Southern thing, he writes, like way down yonder in the pawpaw patch. Patrick in South Park has pomegranate, plantain, persimmon, pineapple, peach and plum. Good morning to Mike and Mars. John, an economy bro, has plantain, prickly pear, pineapple, prickly pear, that is prickly pear, pineapple, papaya, pawpaw, and he asks, is pumpkin fruit? It's a good question. I don't know the answer to that. That's one I would have to look up. If you happen to know if a pumpkin is classified as a fruit, feel free to call us or text us with your ruling on that. 412-200-5975. Here's Tommy with some additional answers. Prickly pear, pomegranate, pineapple, persimmon, papaya, passion fruit, pawpaw, peach, pepino, pumpkin. So I trust Tommy with pumpkin, pineberry, pitaya, cherries, plantain, plum, pomelo, and pulosage. Am I reading that right? A tropical fruit tree from Southeast Asia, Pulasin. kind of looks like a strawberry, at least in this picture. Good morning to Dust Bowl Jack. Karen and Ed in Kaiser have persimmons and pomegranates, pineapples, plums, prunes, plantains, pawpaws. And she notes, we are West Virginians, but we've never tasted pawpaws. And here's a listener with an unsigned text whose number ends in 875. Plum, peach, pineapple, pawpaw, and papaya. Linda has peach, plum, papaya, pineapple, and pomegranates. Viv has peach, pineapple, persimmon, prickly, pear, and pomegranate. Jim in Crafton Heights had quite a few. Pineapple, peach, plum, prune, pomegranate, persimmon, plantain, pawpaws, purple grapes, and pink grapefruit. Kathy in Tyonesta has plum, peach, papaya, pineapple, pomegranate, pawpaw, prune, pomelo, and persimmon. Jim in Blackridge had quite a few. I'm going to have to look those up there. Jim will also send some pictures, which are covering up his answer. Here's Miles with passion fruit, persimmon, pineapple, plum, and pomelo. Oh, here are Jim's: pear, papaya, pineapple, plum, persimmon, pawpaw, pomegranate, peach, passion fruit, pineberry, and pomelo. Ah, Ralph has passion fruit, pawpaw, peach, pineberry, and pecan. He notes, although pecans aren't generally considered a fruit, they're actually fruits. Botanically speaking, a nut is basically a fruit with a woody epicarp, and pecans are brown-colored ones. Of course, we'll accept that. That makes me wonder if a peanut is officially a fruit. More research to do, and I'll try to do it in between the next few songs. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Cotton picking time in Mississippi, everybody picks on me. When it's roundup time in Texas, the cowboys make whoopee. And way down in all Alabama, it's cow picking time to me. knows his business. I know he can't fool me when it's peach picking time in Georgia. It's gal picking time to me. Out of lay oh, lay oh, lay.
Saturday Life Brigade with Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys, and something just happened. Oh my goodness.
Come on, surfers, let's take our beach party to the beautiful island of Oahu, where he sang the song to me all day long. Pineapple Princess.
The spirits of Larry O'Brien and John Gary just swooped down. How can we forget Pineapple?
Princess, I love you, you're the sweetest girl I've seen. Someday we're gonna marry and you'll be my pineapple queen. I saw a boy on Oahu Isle, floating down the bay on a crocodile. He waved at me and he swam ashore, and I knew he'd be mine forevermore.
We have numerous clarifications that a pumpkin is indeed a fruit. Thank you to Ross and also to Richard on the north side. And peanut also qualifies as a fruit.
He sings his song from banana trees.
Vidya had pomegranate, peach, papaya, pineapple, prune, plum, and persimmon. Sue in South Park has pineapple, peach, persimmon, pawpaw, and plum. Jeff in Squirrel Hill also shared fruits, all of which we've mentioned. Annika has peach, pineapple, peas, papaya, persimmon, and pomegranate.
Then we'll be beachcombing royalty on Wiki Wiki Wacky Waikiki. Pineapple Princess, he calls me Pineapple Princess all day as he plays ukulele.
Pineapple Princess also alliterative, and Mike and Mars pointed out alliteration always adds additional amusement. Always. Just like Pineapple Princess. Sung there by Annette Funicello. And I think I mentioned Susie had plantain, papaya, peach, passion fruit, plum, and pineapple. In just a moment, a chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge in just a moment. This morning's Historiddle will be offered.
New Horizon Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade, celebrating over 30 years of professional live theater reflecting African-American points of view. New Horizon Theater presents Meet Me at the Oak, a historical drama set in 1955 Louisiana following a long-standing black family, their new white neighbors, and the rising tensions between the two families over an oak tree that holds deep significance. Meet Me at the Oak runs from February 19th through March 1st at the Pittsburgh Public's Helen Wayne Rao Hall, 621 Penn Avenue, downtown Pittsburgh. More details are available at newhorizontheater.org.
Are you still humming Pineapple Princess, or are you concerned that you're going to be humming it most of the day today? I am.
Be the first to learn about upcoming on-air guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it's time for this morning's Historiddle. This Yale graduate was born in Minnesota on February 7th, 141 years ago. He wrote Main Street, Babbitts, and Elmer Gantry, as well as other titles you might know. Although his 1925 novel, Aerosmith, was awarded a Pulitzer Prize, he turned it down instead. In 1930, he became the first American to earn the Nobel Prize for Literature and remarked, "Our professors like their literature clear and cold and pure and very dead." Do you think you know who the Historiddle is this morning? If so, I hope you'll get in touch with us. We'd love to get you on the air.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die.
A time to plant, a time to reap.
A time to kill, a time to heal,
a time to laugh, a time to weep.
Do everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to build up, a time to break down.
A time to dance, a time to mourn.
A time to cast away stones.
A time to gather stones together.
To everything, the season, turn, turn,
time of peace.
I swear it's not too late.
This river, about a half a mile from here, but I never seemed to notice that the water ran this clear, and I've never seen that color green sparkle down the glen. Now I'll never pass this way again. I have wandered through that orchard and played among her trees, but I never heard the secrets that she whispers on the breeze. For the only sound on this hallowed ground is the silence of the men who will never pass this way again. It never shone as beautiful as how it looks today. Never miss the things we love till they go away. Oh, but I have heard the bugler's call, there comes a day when a man must say, I will die for what I believe. I have often thrown my pennies in that old wishing well, and if I had a penny, boy, I would wish me a spell. I would kneel and pray that here I'd stay forever and amen. But I'll never pass this way. No, I'll never pass this way. No, I'll never pass this way.
The Saturday Light Brigade, that is David Lutke. With I Will Never Pass This Way Again, brand new into our library. Nice song, John McCutcheon with Turn, Turn, Turn. Lots of answers coming in this morning. We'll get to the phones in a minute. We're ready to solve our history riddle as well. This Yale graduate was born in Minnesota on February 7th, 141 years ago. He wrote Main Street, Babbitt, and Elmer Gantry, as well as other titles you might know. Although his 1925 novel, Aerosmith, was awarded a Pulitzer Prize, he turned it down instead. He thought it should have gone to Babbitt. So he said, I don't want this prize. In 1930, he became the first American to earn the Nobel Prize for Literature and remarked, our professors like their literature clear and cold and pure and very dead. Of correct answers from Mike in Mars and Bruce in Ingram, John in Carrick, Jim in Blackridge, Russ in North Carolina, Richard on the north side, Linda in Collier representing the dynamic duo, Stu in McCandless, Tommy in North Chesterfield, Virginia, and the first person to call up with the correct answer this morning was Tom in McCandless. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning. How are you doing?
Good. You get the door prize as the first person to call with the correct answer. Well done. And who is it that we're looking for?
Sinclair Lewis.
Sinclair Lewis is exactly correct. A very an incredible author who seemed to understand the human condition, and in particular that in the United States quite well.
Yeah, it seemed like he alienated his hometown.
Yeah, is that, he certainly did figuratively. Is it true literally? Did that happen?
Yeah, there was lots of, I guess it was when he published Main Street, and it was based on the town that he was born in and grew up. I think his father was a doctor there. And he, you know, wrote things about whatever, you know, the superficialness of everything in that town. Now it's changed because it's become, like, I guess, a tourist attraction. So their attitude changed.
Yeah, and then Babbitt, I think, was about the life of an average business person. Whose individuality was erased by his need to conform. Aerosmith satirized the medical profession.
Right.
And Elmer Gantry was about religious zealots, I think.
Yeah, it was like a evangelist, Elmer Gantry.
Yeah.
But I always thought that Main Street was a better book than, I mean, I read Aerosmith and I wasn't that impressed with the book. And I thought Main Street, you know, I'm surprised they gave a Pulitzer for Aerosmith and not Main Street.
Yeah, and he thought Babbitt was his greatest work. And a lot of folks calling attention to It Can't Happen Here as another one of his books that's starting to get more, well, people are finding more and more interest in that book because it talks
about... Yeah, I think that some people might change a couple of the words in that book today. It's the title of the book, I should say. You know, instead of can't, to have another different word. I could think of two other words that could replace can't, but anyway.
I read that book recently, and it's pretty amazing to read. That book is about just incredible changes to politics, including the creeping in of fascism, and it's really an interesting book to read.
I was going to mention that he was married to Dorothy Thompson, who was a columnist for, I think, the New York Herald Tribune.
Huh.
And her column, you know, was also syndicated around the United States or the world for that. But she was a reporter, I think maybe the first female reporter in Germany during the rise of Hitler, and somehow she wrote the wrong thing and he kicked her out of the country. So I'm wondering if Sinclair Lewis picked up on that situation and in writing It Can't Happen Here.
Yeah, I'm looking. Dorothy Thompson was expelled from Germany in 1934. One of the only women commentators on broadcast radio during the 30s, and very interesting. She would be great to read a biography of if one's available. Well, Tom, well done. We're gonna talk with a couple other folks. Thank you for checking in. And let's see. Next is Susie, and then we're gonna talk with Dust Bowl. Hi, Susie.
Good morning.
Good morning. You knew this too.
It came to me right away, and I think it's just because I'm just around books so much, because I look through his books and I'm like, I've never read one of them. So I'm glad that I was not the first caller, because Tom certainly was much well versed, as I think for me it was just sort of like, it was like a trivia question. It was like, who is Sinclair Lewis? And I was like, I knew it.
So many books, so little time. It's hard, no matter.
Yeah, but I've been perusing, articles about him since I found out it was him. And I'm like, I really need to read. And that Main Street, now I want to read that.
All of his books, as I said, the only one I've read is It Can't Happen Here. And suddenly,
I don't think I want to start with that.
I don't blame you.
I don't think I want to start with that right now.
No, that's not not for the faint of heart. I would not want to start with that one either. But I do need, I guess I did start with it, but it wasn't my intention. I want to go back, I think, to Main Street and also to Babbitt, since that was the one he seemed to be proudest of.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't imagine.
Babbitt, now that I've read a little bit up about the guy, that Babbitt was about this guy who regretted not going to law school.
I didn't know that was the plot.
Yeah, Babbitt was about a real estate guy who regretted not going to law school.
Interesting. They'd talk about a portrait of somebody whose individuality ended up being erased. There's also a book called Dodsworth, a sympathetic picture of a wealthy American business person in Europe. So a lot. He ended up writing 22 novels and a bunch of short stories too. So, a very productive person.
Yeah, yeah.
Main Street is a 1931 Hollywood movie with Ronald Coleman.
Oh, there you go.
And Aerosmith, just Main Street. I thought for a minute Aerosmith was made into a film, but not according to my notes here. Well, a charge to you. You sound like you're feeling great, and I'm glad you could join us.
Yeah, yeah. It's very windy here, and extremely windy.
That's where you have to keep an eye on things like garbage can lids and
yes, definitely.
Anything else you have outside. It's the wind has been incredible with these temperature changes. Stay warm. Thanks for checking in. We're going to say hello to Dust Bowl. I want to be sure everybody gets a minute or two. Good morning, Dust Bowl.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good. Thank you for hanging on. You came up with this pretty quickly. Have you read much of his work, or how did this come to you?
I like Susie, that I haven't read a book, but I did see the movie Elmer Gantry.
Oh, I didn't know.
I heard that.
I didn't realize that was a movie as well. How was it?
Oh, it was interesting, and it was, of course, about a brimstone and fire preacher. So, it was a pretty, really, I think he got awards, too. I think Elmer Gantry got different awards for its movie. So, it was good. And then, this week I ran across the a posting from on YouTube, but Facebook about the wedding song. Have we talked about that?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. It was originally written for one specific use. Paul Stuckey was asked by Peter Yarrow, Peter, Paul, and Mary, to release the song for his wedding. And he did. But he was, only intention was he wanted to use it for his friend's wedding, and that was it. Well, later on, he had his friend had him perform it in concert, and it caught on. And now it's like a premier, well, one of his signature wedding song, basically.
Yeah, it became a huge hit, or a well-regarded song.
Mm-hmm. And he said he composed it by, first he decided he got away from the whole group there and went by himself and prayed. And after he prayed, he put that music together in an hour, which is, I think, pretty phenomenal for writing music and notes and all that kind of stuff, and lyric too. So, I thought that was very interesting.
That is, the song There Is Love. And did he, I'm not sure if the article mentioned, but he eventually put that song into the public domain so anybody could use it at their wedding without concern about licensing or royalties. The song.
Yeah, they did mention that it was free for everybody, and no, didn't do a copyright or anything like that. I'll just put it out there and wanted to share it, which is a